from the Tri-State Sports Leader, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930. This is the award-winning First Century Bank Super Talk Sports Line. To join us, call 304-399-8255 or toll-free at 877-420-8255. Broadcasting from the Kindred Capital Building in downtown Huntington, Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum.
Welcome in, Super Talk Sports Line for this Monday, October 7th. Paul Swan, your host. I'm here at the Capitol Building. Of course, Woody Woodrum out and about enjoying life as usual at the Union Pub and Grill. It is Monday, and of course that means lots of baseball for you to go down and watch with Woody as today is Hair of the Dog Monday, Woody, among all the other festivities.
That's exactly right. $1.50 long necks, $2 for call shots, and it's wing night as well, 60 cents for traditional or boneless here at the Union Pub and Grill, where they serviced over 1,500 customers over this alumni weekend on Friday and Saturday. Quite a turnout here at the Union Pub and Grill as the old grads came in and toasted each other and toasted the young people going to school and all of that. So big weekend, and hope to extend it tonight with a little baseball. We got the Cardinals and Pirates on up here in the front room right now, so you can come on by and watch that. Coming up later today at 6 o'clock is Boston-Tampa Bay, and, of course, the Dodgers and Atlanta tonight, and squeezing in between them, we'll have Monday Night Football here on Super Talk, the Jets at Atlanta, or you can come here at the Union, and you can watch all of that at the same time.
Have Herbie have a radio on just for me. Just have a radio on.
Hey, you're on a PA, man. We're cooking with gas right now.
There you go. Tonight tonight is the Jets in Atlanta, and then a few short days from now, your televised game will be Pittsburgh and the Jets. The Bengals, Bills, apparently not good enough for broadcast for local television. I already checked ahead.
Oh,
I'm already a week ahead up on that. So what you're telling me is an 0-4 team and the Jets,
yeah,
basically, are going to be shown back here to the home crowd.
And we do want to remind folks at 5 o'clock today, 4th Avenue will be closed from Hal Greer to A Street. That's a little longer than usual, but if our parade takes up quite a bit of room on the streets, and so we're parked already on lots across the way, because if you're parked on 5 o'clock, good chance that you'll be ticketed and towed.
So, do we have the Woody Woodrum inflatable up, ready to go for the parade? That will be a no.
They were already towing people. They towed me away.
There you are. Welcome back, by the way.
Yes, they towed me away almost, but I was parked off on the side. So, a little bump there in the phone line maybe. But, if you're ticketed, if you're parked on 4th Avenue after 5 o'clock, you could be ticketed or towed. So keep that in mind. At 7 o'clock, the fire parade will start, and we'll be going on for an hour and a half or so downtown on the street. So beware, there'll be a lot of children down here if you're headed down to downtown too.
So looking forward to the fire parade today, of course. We got a busy night for you. You mentioned Monday Night Football, but before that, of course, the warm-up to any Monday Night Football is the Don Nealon and Bob Pruitt Show.
That's true. It
every Monday night, 7:06. You can phone in, talk to the old man himself, and you can also talk to Don Nealon. Dave Weekly will be the host of that one. So we've got a full, fun night here for you. And, of course, I'm sure what questions will be for Doc and not Doc, for Bob. It feels like sometimes it should be Doc. But there'll be plenty of questions. Marshall with the victory. West Virginia. You didn't watch that. I did in all of its glory, because I was just amazed at Baylor. They're fast. They scored at will. They punched West Virginia in the mouth. And they actually let up. I believe that score is not indicative of this contest, because Oregon is a high-powered offense, but I think Baylor's got them matched.
We the family all got together yesterday up in Winfield for Mom's birthday, and that's what my brothers were telling me. They just thought they were so fast that it was unbelievable how good they were. And West Virginia, for whatever it isn't, they aren't a slow team. They do have good team speed, and they are pretty athletic. And they said they were just running rings around a Mountaineer. So, you know, it might not be as bad a loss as many Mountaineer fans are thinking it is right now, because Baylor's on a roll, and they're playing very, very well. And West Virginia had beaten them 70-63 last year, so I'm sure they were wanting some payback on that. Speaking of scores, real quickly, end of eight, Oakland leads Detroit 6-3, and Dan Straley, he'll be on the bump tomorrow, I believe, for the A's as they try to wrap that one up.
We're going to have that. We're going to carry that.
Yep, absolutely.
That's a 5 o'clock-ish start time for that, so we'll have that. That means it'll be less of our show tomorrow.
Yeah, the only thing that will change is, I guess, if Boston could wrap up their series with Tampa Bay tonight, because they're up 2-0 in that series, and they play Game 3 coming up at 6 tonight. Now, if they were to win that game, they'll probably be the late game, and it will stay with the A's at the early game. But if Boston wraps it up and there's only one game tomorrow, there's a chance they might move that game back a bit. So we'll kind of have to play that by ear. We'll know a little later on this evening.
Our phone number is to be a part of the program, 304-399-8255. Toll free is going to be 877-420-8255. So now you have the numbers. You can call in and join the program. I'm sure there's a lot to get into. Of course, this will be our post-mortem on the UTSA game. They had me fooled. I thought they were a better offensive team coming in than a defensive team. I was fooled. They were better defense than they were offense, or at least in that one game. They hung with Marshall, though. I mean, let's give them credit. They definitely hung with Marshall, but Marshall made their offense really look like a paper tiger.
Marshall was up 24-3 at half, and I think naturally there's some let up when you've got a 3-touchdown lead like that. It's hard to keep the same intensity. But I talked to Cato today, and he said, you know, we've got to do that. He goes, that's on me. And he goes, it's really something that we've got to do. We've got to come out and play every snap like it's our last snap. So I thought that was fairly good of him to say, hey, you know, we need to make sure that things like that don't happen to us. And I'm the quarterback. I have to make sure. But he said, on the other hand, he said their defensive front was very stout, maybe better than advertised, and they gave them a lot of problems. Now, the funniest thing to come out of the interviews was not an actual statement there, but a piece of paper is always given to us about stats, and especially on the offensive line after they do the grading. So we got the stat sheet, and it says at the bottom that there were only two sacks that occurred by the offensive line, and Coach Mirabal said they were charged to him because he had them in the wrong scheme blocking-wise, and it was a poor job of coaching by him, basically. And so he was taking both of the offensive line sacks off the table. So I asked Cato, I said, well, what happened on those others? He goes, well, one, he said, I put the back on the right, and I should have put him on the left. And he goes, another one, I kind of rolled into it and held the ball too long. He goes, I said, what about the fifth one? He goes, honestly, I don't remember. He said, maybe because I got knocked down hard.
Well, hopefully that's not a long-term issue there. A blip there. You got to give them credit, though. They came in. They played hard. I think that team's going to be
hard the whole game.
That team's going to be a program to watch. And yeah, I don't think that it's hard to imagine soon that they will definitely be a contender in the West. They've got the resources. They've got
great place to play.
Yeah, a great location.
Big town.
People seem to be all about them. Now, of course, I know their fan base is very vocal because they were screaming and hollering on the internet because Herd Zone was not functioning properly in regards to the all access stream on Saturday, and there were several people who were asking, you know, what the heck's going on? You've taken my money, but yet you're not giving me the game. And I think that was also for some Marshall fans as well. This game not televised locally. It was televised back in Texas. Time Warner Cable, I believe, picked it up.
Yes.
And I hope they enjoyed Keith Morehouse doing the play-by-play. It's been a while since Keith has called the game, and you know, I'm sure he had a blast doing it. But big problem there for their fans. But, you know, that's a good sign to know how vocal they are, because they were wanting to see what was happening with their team against Marshall.
Right, right, exactly. And, you know, honestly, Paul, they brought, well, I'd say it was as many people as Ken or Akron brought in 8 years of being in the MAC, and they're coming a slightly further than those folks were, coming all the way from San Antonio. So I thought they had a pretty nice representation there. And, you know, they were just super complimentary of the Marshall fan base. There were some folks that had stopped. They'd gone up to the cemetery. They went to the students' center, took pictures of the fountains and the markers and all that. They said Marshall fans came up to them on the parking lot, and when they were expecting to be getting insults and jabs, people were saying, oh, thanks so much for coming. And they said that happened in restaurants. It happened at the game. It happened everywhere. And they were just knocked out by how good the fans were, you know, nearly 29,000 in the crowd, and they were just knocked out by how good the fans were to them. And I think that's a great thing, you know. I really do. There's no reason that you can't be a decent fan base. You go in and cheer for your team, but, you know, it shouldn't involve verbal and sometimes physical abuse. There's no place for that. And Marshall fans won the game handily, so they've got that to brag about, and they're getting bragged on for how they acted, which I want to pat them all on the back, too, and say, hey, that's the way it should be done.
We'll take your phone calls, give you a chance to react to what happened this weekend, or look ahead. The number's 304-399-8255. You can also be a part of the program at our toll-free number, 877-420-8255. It's your Monday, October 7th edition of the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Partly cloudy skies now moving into the nighttime and cooler temperatures falling back into the mid-40s. Partly cloudy skies. Now on Tuesday, the sunshine is back after that brisk start and the morning fog lifts out. A gorgeous afternoon, mostly sunny, the high near 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Our community appreciates the long-standing values of dedication, commitment, and loyalty. You've watched as First Century has become a dynamic, involved corporate citizen. We thank you for allowing us to become vital partners in so many business and personal relationships over the years. We invest in our region. We believe in our people. And we continue to work hard to earn your trust. We're not a new bank. We're not a new neighbor. We're First Century Bank. Your town, your bank.
Why does the John W. Clark Oil Company support the Thundering Herd? Because Herd Athletics are built on years of hard work and preparation towards excellence, and that's the backbone and philosophy of Clark's Pump and Shop BPs, providing quality BP fuels with Invigorate to help cars run smoother, hesitate less, and run younger for longer. Clark's Pump and Shop BPs always provide super savings, convenient drive-thrus, and excellent service. For BP gas with Invigorate, visit the Tri-State Area Clark's Pump and Shop BPs. Supplied by the John W. Clark Oil Company. Herd fans return. Refresh. Refuel.
For a sauce that steals the show, you go to Rocco's. To find out when the bass are biting, see Greg at the Tackle Box. And for the best heart and vascular care around, turn to the region's most experienced cardiac surgery team. Turn to King's Daughters. We perform minimally invasive procedures and complex ones that others don't. Yet another reason we're the best choice for your heart. HealthGrades rated King's Daughters as one of America's 100 best hospitals for cardiac surgery, and also rated us 5 stars for coronary bypass surgery. All over the region, people know that when it comes to high-quality healthcare, we deliver. Everyone has their expertise. At King's Daughters, ours is your health. Visit us in Ashland, Kentucky, or online at kdmc.com. For a physician referral, call 888-377-5362. That's 888-377-5362.
We're the better bank, Kentucky Farmers Bank. Since 1931, we've been in business to get things done. When you gotta have security, string safety and stability, we're the name you can trust. We're the better bank.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
It's October, and that means Truck Month at Don Hall GM Supercenter. They've got more than 50 brand-new Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras available. Get up to $6,000 off on 2014 models, or up to an amazing $11,000 off on 2013 models. Plus, Don Hall will give you a Cabela's gift card with every new truck purchase. Check them out in their brand-new state-of-the-art showroom at 1800 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. Or log on to DonHallGMSupercenter.com. Don Hall has it all.
Every teenager knows GDL means graduated driver's license. But did you know that if you are a level 1 or level 2 driver, talking or texting on your phone while driving is illegal? Level 1 and 2 drivers can and will be pulled over by law enforcement for talking or texting. So play it safe. Stay off the phone while driving and keep your license. A message from the West Virginia Division of Motor Vehicles and the State Department of Transportation.
The best course to get your money for your next car? MVB Bank. Because right now, our auto loans are as low as 2.49% APR. So drive away with great value and a great ride. Get your auto loan from your most valuable bank, MVB Bank, member FDIC.
Actual APR will be determined based upon factors such as your application information, credit information, and whether you choose to have your monthly loan payment automatically deducted from your MVB checking account.
In Los Angeles. Here's Dan Beyer.
The Oakland A's have hit 3 home runs today. The latest, a 2-run shot from Seth Smith. They lead the Tigers 6-3 in the bottom of the 5th inning in Game 3 of their American League Divisional Series. Game 4 of the NLDS matchup between the Cardinals and Pirates is underway in the Steel City. Top of the 1st inning, scoreless between the two teams. Pirates are up 2-1. Red Sox go for the sweep of the race tonight in St. Pete. 6:07 Eastern Time is the first pitch. Well, the Dodgers and Braves play in L.A. at 9:37 Eastern Time in Game 4. Dodgers are up 2-1. SI.com is reporting the Raiders have released backup quarterback Matt Flynn. Eagles quarterback Michael Vick considered day-to-day with a hamstring injury, according to his head coach Chip Kelly, but multiple reports say Vick will miss Week 6 against the Buccaneers. More quarterbacking news is the Bills will start Thad Lewis at quarterback Week 6 against the Bengals. He's being promoted from the practice squad. Jets and Falcons wrap up Week 5 at 8:40 Eastern Time.
This is the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Our phone numbers are 304-399-8255. Toll free is 877-420-8255. So my question to you, Woody, after this weekend,
yes,
and this is the most important question I think could be asked in this postmortem, is what did you think of the new mascot for Marshall University?
Welcome back, Marco. I mean, he looked like he looked before the change, and I thought it was great. You know, I liked the green twinkle in his eye with a little star there. I liked the fact that Alan Young, who won a national championship as Marco in 92, helped with the design, and he looked like back when Alan was doing it and back up until the time that the thing from another world came on board as reportedly
Scooby.
Being Marco.
Scooby.
I know that's your name for him. I always thought it was more like Joe Camel in the face and the black horns and the long lion tail and the pants and I'm sorry. You know, we had hooves again yesterday. We had no claws on the fingers. He looked like Marco used to look and very kid friendly, I think.
Now, reportedly, and if it's on the internet, it's true, Woody. Reportedly, some fans were upset that this Marco looked like he was on, you know, drugs maybe with the eyeballs. That's a kind way to put it. Also, they weren't pleased with him being happy. I mean, he was smiling, obviously,
yes,
because he's a happy-go-lucky guy. He's Marco.
Right.
He's friend to children all across the world. So, do you think that fans are just now reaching for things to complain about?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, people were complaining on the internet over the weekend about that. They were complaining that the Herd didn't score, you know, 50 or 60. They just won 34-10. They were complaining that there weren't enough fans there to begin with and too many left at halftime.
I will agree with them on one thing, that too many of them left at halftime. Marshall, on the other hand, it's on them to put a product out there. And let's face it, you're taking money, so it's a product to put something out there that they want to see.
It was homecoming, and it's 24-3. And people are going, well, this one's in the bag. They're terrible. Woody and Paul lied to us. They're not very good at all. And so let's go party. And, I mean, that's going to always happen at homecoming. It's never going to go away. You don't really want a nail-biter for homecoming. You want a team that you're going to put on hard and blow out of the stadium. And Marshall pretty much did that. I mean, it was 24-3 at halftime, and they had barely scored on a field goal that was set up by an offensive mistake, and the defense held them to three.
Yeah, and so I'll say this, though, to counter that before we hit the phones. If it wasn't for the quick 17 that the Herd got up on them, and in fact, UTSA spotted them 17, however, UTSA played pretty close with Marshall. Marshall didn't steamroll them after that first. Now,
well,
there's a lot of things you can throw into that.
It was 404 yards, though, to 250.
Right, and that's fair to say.
And they set up easy scores, as you're saying. Well, that makes for short fields. But when they needed a long drive, they went 11 plays, 89 yards, and took 552 off the clock in the fourth quarter. So they did it in the best of both ways, by defensive turnovers, by long drives. I just, you know, everybody's looking for this perfect game.
Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is that's a better team than people think. Even with the victory, Marshall beat a good team. I'm not saying that they're going to win Conference USA,
right.
But they're,
yeah, no,
I think they're a good team. I think they're better than a UAB. I'll say that.
I will, yeah, which makes you go back to last year and go, there's the game that cost the Herd a bowl last year, not the ECU double overtime.
No.
So, yeah, you know, but Chuck Landon and I discussed that very fact today, because UAB also fired their coordinator today. You know, they bumped him out of there, and the defense coordinator is gone. Reggie Johnson has been replaced, and, you know, it could have been worse. It could have been Miami, Ohio, where they fired the head coach, Don Treadwell, and put Mike Bath. Remember that quarterback?
Yep.
Yep, he's in charge of the Miami program now. So
there you go.
Maybe the future games for Marshall are going to go away now. Wow, he's in charge.
Let's go to the phones. Lou is up on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930. What's up, Lou?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I had one question and one comment.
Okay, what's your comment first?
I wanted to comment on the when Marshall was in the fourth quarter and they had that long drive that took up almost 6 minutes. In the early part of that drive, it was third and eight, and Cato was able to scramble for 10 or 11 yards and get a first down. And I thought that was so crucial that he did that, because that was in the early part of that offensive drive. And had they not done that, that could have swung the momentum of the, you know, potentially the ball game. So, and I also saw in the paper where Texas San Antonio was really concentrating on Cato. They were afraid he was going to run, and they pretty much shut him down. But on that one play, you know, he made the first down by scrambling, and I thought that was a key part of that offensive series.
No, I agree. You know, it was 27-10, though, so I didn't feel like the game was slipping away, but it was important to run the clock and get the score. And, you know, I don't know how anybody looks at film and thinks, Cato, you know, he runs when he has to. He's not going to run first and foremost, I don't think.
No, I don't think he's like a Michael Vick.
I don't think he's
like an RG3. I think he's trying more to stay in the pocket, but there's just going to be those times where the opportunity is there.
That's right. And he's taking advantage of it now, which he didn't do when he was younger.
And that's good, though, because it then makes the defense have to think about, okay, you know, if we can control his passing lanes, all right, and we can stop. Oh, wait, and he's going to run. We got to prepare for that, too.
Yeah.
And what was your question, Lou?
I wanted to know on Remy Watson, is he hurt or is he in the doghouse or is it both?
I would say I'll have to check with Doc tomorrow and let you know tomorrow, Lou. And I hate to say it that way, but I was surprised. We saw Grooms, who's coming back off injury. We saw Butler, who's been in a little bit of a doghouse over the whole Ohio thing, but I think they hadn't lost faith in him. And we saw Taliaferro, obviously, but we didn't see Watson. So that's a question I will save for Doc tomorrow.
I think also it's a fact that Marshall has so many options there. You know, it's a nice problem to have.
It's true, but, you know, I felt like maybe late there in the fourth quarter, if you put those fresh legs in, then maybe, you know, you get a big game out of him or, you know, you get him back into the game and you get him a little game speed. And because I don't think he's played in the last two games, Paul. I'm not sure, but I don't know. I'm going to ask Doc tomorrow because that's what we did last week and we found out about a couple of guys. Doc will tell us. I mean, he's pretty good about answering that kind of stuff straight up for us.
Our phone number is 304-399-8255 and toll free is 877-420-8255. More on the way, but first today in Conference USA with Bill Hazen on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Today in Conference USA. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Bill Hazen. A thrilling overtime victory for the Rice Owls Saturday, winning at Tulsa 30-7. TU took the lead in overtime with a field goal, and J.P. Heath of IMG College takes it from there.
Second and 10, 25, first overtime. Owls down by three. McCart throwing left. Caught by Diller, the 10, the 5, the touchdown, the touchdown. The Rice Owls win here in Tulsa.
I'll tell you, we're 2-0 in conference. We just won in overtime. It was another Dillard, you know, that did it for us. But we're sure excited about being 2-0.
Owls coach David Bailiff on the win. Now this.
Do you want to be in the know with Conference USA? Then head to the internet and check out Conference USA's official website, www.conferenceusa.com. You'll find complete coverage of all CUSA sports. Enjoy news, highlights, blogs, and interviews. Download the latest editions of Today in Conference USA and other CUSA programs and podcasts and link directly to your favorite school. It's all waiting for you at conferenceusa.com.
Tulane registered an historic 500th program victory with a 24-21 win over North Texas. George Dunham of KHYI describes the final play.
Snap back, placement down, kick on the way, and the signal is good, and the game is a ball game. North Texas loses a heartbreaker, 24-21, and they look up and wonder how.
It was the Mean Green's first CUSA conference game. I'm Bill Hazen. Join us Tuesday for the next edition of Today in Conference USA.
It's John Boy and Billy on your new home for the big show.
Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Hey, y'all, John Boy and Billy. Hope your Monday's going all right. We want to kick your Tuesday out for you.
In the 6 o'clock hour, another roundup of dumb crook news. Around 7:50, a new song from Ricky B. Sharp.
And we'll have Hermes Sadler on our Racing Tuesday with Marcus Smith, president of Charlotte Motor Speedway, getting ready for the race at our hometown track. We'll see you first thing in the morning right here.
On Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
I remember as a young girl going to Community Trust Bank with my mom. She would pack up me and my brothers and we'd all go inside. Now I have two little girls of my own and I look back and I don't know how she did it. I still bank at Community Trust. They have 81 locations, over 90 ATM locations, online banking available, and now with mobile banking, they've made it so much easier for me and my family. And that's what I love about Community Trust.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1951, Chapman's Mortuary has shown the importance of working with a family-owned and operated firm by creating a personal relationship and offering individualized service. If you'd like Chapman's Mortuary to assist you during your time of need or are interested in cremation or pre-need planning, call today for a personal consultation. 304-523-9424. Chapman's Mortuary in Huntington. This community has relied on them for years. You can rely on them today.
Want to buy a new car but dread the shopping experience? to the Fannin Automotive family on U.S. Route 60 in Ashland. They're the biggest dealer in the nation with Toyota, Scion, Hyundai, Mazda, and Mercedes-Benz all under one roof. We all know bigger is better, and the Fannin family is here to prove it. So stop the shopping and start the savings with prices you won't believe. Visit them online at FanninMotors.com or come to 7405 Route 60 in Ashland and start your savings now.
Need something before or after the big game? Come to Giovanni's in Ashland, Flatwoods, and Russell for these super specials. The 18-inch party special two-topping pizza, large bag of chips, four medium Cokes, just $22.49. Or an 18-inch two-topping, just $19.49. A 15-inch one-topping, only $14.99. Or a large Chef Randy Pasta salad, two for $14.99. Don't forget the super buffet. All you can eat for lunch is only $6.69. Supper, $7.69. Giovanni's, 8th and Green of Ashland, 1703 Argolite Road, Flatwoods, and 1470 Deaver Boulevard, Russell. Giovanni's, the Italian place to be.
Are you looking for the best prices on guns and ammo? Look no further than JD Armory, your one-stop gun shop for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and ammo. JD Armory carries handguns such as Glock, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, and Ruger. If you're looking for rifles or shotguns, they carry Mossberg, Remington, and Winchester. JD Armory also gives CCW training classes and is a Class 3 NFA with Yankee Hill and Jim Tech. Located at 802 4th Street, South Point, Ohio, beside McMean Pharmacy, or visit online at jdarmory.com.
Are you uncomfortable when you smile? Dr. Buck Connard on East Pea Ridge Road in Barbersville has a program called 6 Month Smiles Adult Orthodontist, which straightens your teeth. It's clear braces so no one will notice. Make an appointment to find out about this great new process for adults who want straight teeth. Call Dr. Buck Connard at 304-736-4794. That's 304-736-4794. You'll have straight teeth in 6 months, guaranteed. Call today for a free consultation, 304-736-4794.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it. And having the right car insurance is important. You want a leader. You want service. You want a company you can trust. State Farm insures more than 40 million cars in America and can help you save with discounts up to 40% on State Farm car insurance. See John Garten, 512 Adams Avenue, Huntington. Marcia Slater, 6367 Route 60 East, Barbersville.
Like a good
State Farm Insurance. Discounts up to 40%.
For any new addition, a home equity loan from People's Bank can help. Whether upgrading your home, expanding your family, or growing your business, a People's Bank home equity loan can provide the funds you need. You'll get convenient account access and a great rate, supported by a team of local experts. If you're planning for a new addition or would like to consolidate debt into one low monthly payment, call, click, or stop by to open a home equity loan at People's Bank today. People's Bank. Working together, building success. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, back to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Just a reminder, coming up tonight, 7:06, the Don Nealon and Bob Pruitt Show. You can join the two legendary coaches of college football in the state of West Virginia every Monday night, 7:06, right here on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930. Of course, so you can join the two legendary voices of criticism every day, 4 to 6. That would be us, Woody.
Yes.
That's all I get. Yes.
That's us. Yes.
Yes. You're disagreeing with me.
Yes.
Not used to it. Woody joining us today from the Union Pub and Grill, where he has got front row seats for the fire parade later tonight.
That's exactly right. So come on down, 1125 4th Avenue for Hair of the Dog Monday, $2 for your called shots, or $1.50 for long necks, and you get some delicious wings for 60 cents each. That's a good deal, and all the games are going on here. St. Louis up 2-0 now on Pittsburgh, so they're trying to make that a five-game series, and you know, it's a lot of fun. You know, you were talking about Baylor a minute ago.
Yes.
I was just looking up at what they're doing here on CBS Sports while we were in the break. You know, they broke a Big 12 record, 864 yards, 468 on the ground. Now, you know, think about that. Marshall had a 400-yard game on Saturday, and they ran for like 60 more yards than Marshall gained total. They're the first team to score 66 points or more in its first four games of the season. Now, Oklahoma in 2008 had five straight games with 60 or more, but it wasn't in the first four games of the season. They scored 28 or more in the first quarter of three straight games. That hadn't happened since 1996. And they had one drive late in the game that West Virginia stopped with an interception. or otherwise they would not have had a three and out in the entire game. They have not had a single three and out up to that point. So, I mean, they're just, it's crazy the
prolific
they're putting up.
Is what the word you're looking for, a prolific offense.
Now, they do have Oklahoma next. They've got Texas Tech. They got Oklahoma State, TCU, and Texas. So, you know, you wouldn't think they would continue to do this. But, honestly, my family who watched it said it was the fastest team they'd seen, including Oregon's fast team from a year or so ago. So, I don't know. It's
let me ask you this. You think they're just that good, or could it be the Big 12's not that good? Because let's look at,
I think there's possibility of that being part of it. I sure do.
Yeah, because let's look at this. Oklahoma State, yeah, they have a pretty good game with UTSA.
Yeah.
They get beat by the Mountaineers, who got punched in the mouth by Maryland, who got a foot thrown down their throat by Florida State. And
right.
I don't know how to rate this conference just yet, because you thought Maryland was good. That's at least the cover story after the embarrassing loss. Oh, Maryland's
right.
Really good. And then Maryland is just abused. I mean, it's criminal what happened to them against Florida State.
No question. No question. Florida State's really good. Clemson's really good. That's a lead story here on CBS. Dennis Dodd today is Ohio State will go 13-0 and not make the national championship. And he's like, don't go crazy on me. But he goes, do you think the 13-0 Buckeyes get in over a 13-0 Oregon or Stanford?
Nope.
Or Clemson, Florida State, or Maryland, or Alabama, or even say if Georgia bounces back and gets over its injuries and goes 12-1 and beats Alabama in the SEC championship game. You know, the thing that Ohio State played is they didn't play a great schedule.
Well, funny you should mention that, because Jerry Palm's projected BCS standings are now on CBSSports.com. Alabama's
yeah.
1, Clemson 2, Stanford 3, Oregon 4, Ohio State 5. And here's the damning number. Sarigan has Alabama
yeah.
2, Clemson 11, Stanford 12, Oregon 1, and Ohio State at 14.
Yeah.
And the Massey number has them at 9. So
you know, I mean, they beat some really weak teams in their non-conference schedule. Now, if they go undefeated, they'll beat number 18 Michigan currently, number 19 Northwestern, but their non-conference wins are against Florida A&M, an FCS team, a 3-2 Buffalo team, a 1-4 Cal team, and a 2-3 San Diego State team. That's
just
not very good opponents.
Just for fun, Marshall's 67.
he's
got them all. He's got Penn State 999, but Georgia State's 124. Miami, Ohio is let's just look at here. Miami of Ohio 122.
Yeah.
Okay. Ohio, do a quick search for them.
They should be up there a little ways.
Ohio, Ohio's 48.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's 24th. Who else do you want?
How about UTSA? It might be Texas San Antonio.
UTSA was not found. You're right. Immediately find Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Texas A&M's 12th. Texas Tech is 19th. I'm doing a Texas search.
Yes, I
Texas
can do that.
57th. North Texas is 78th. Texas State is 80th. Texas San Antonio, are you ready for this? 101.
Yeah. Well, that's about right. I mean, they're 2-4.
Yeah.
They're 1-1 in league play. Their only wins over a bad UTEP team,
right,
unfortunately.
Texas El Paso is 118, by the way.
Yeah, I would think so.
And just for giggles,
sure,
here.
I've said this now. This will be year 3 running that I've made this statement about this time of year. Mike Price has got to be sitting on the hot seat at UTEP.
Think so?
And yet every year he amazes me with his ability to keep his job.
West Virginia's 53rd. And by the way, in this new college football landscape, you can fire
yes.
Coach midstream. It's now permissible because apparently everyone's doing it.
Well, Don Treadwell they were not very happy with him going into the season. A lot of Miami folks thought that he was only hanging on to the job because he was, quote-unquote, a Miami guy, which is kind of like the Rodriguez-Michigan guy thing. They tend to hire their own, but, you know, they are 0-5 this year. They lost to Central 21-9, and I wasn't surprised that this happened at all. I mean, you just had to think they had to do something. Mike Bath has taken over. He's been there for a decade as a player or coach. So, you know, he'll ride it out, and then they'll have to look about starting over again. But they were 8-21 under Treadwell, and there were some people who weren't even happy because he was playing his son some at running back. So the bloom was definitely off the rose there.
We've never seen a coach play their son before. That's never happened.
Yeah, you know, I've seen that happen before here, and it's a very tough thing to do. I mean, if the kid performs at anything less than a superstar level, oh, well, his dad's just playing him, you know. And if he is a superstar, oh, well, he only came here because of his dad, you know. He probably should have gone somewhere else. Todd Elwood did it with pretty good grace and then was playing for Sonny when he ruptured his sternum and had to give up football and any kind of contact sports because of the injury that is so severe there when you rupture the sternum. It's where your blood comes from, so something along that line. So, but it's tough. It's very tough to be the son of a coach and be playing out there. I mean, you know, we haven't seen it for a while here, but I think, you know, I work for my dad's company in the summers and at Christmas and stuff, and I'm sure there are people who thought, well, he only got that job because of his dad, and I tried to work hard so that people would see, oh, well, you know, he's deserving of this job. But there were some people who were never going to get by that job as a part-timer.
Sounds like we lost Woody's feed. I tell you what, we'll take this opportunity to get our commercial break in at 304-399-8255 and toll free at 877-420-8255. We got more coming up Monday, October 7th edition, Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Partly cloudy skies now moving into the nighttime and cooler temperatures falling back into the mid-40s. Partly cloudy skies. Now on Tuesday, the sunshine is back after that brisk start and the morning fog lifts out. A gorgeous afternoon, mostly sunny, the high near 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Spencer Adkins on your official severe weather station, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Caridi. You know, buying a car is a big decision, perhaps the biggest decision next to buying a home. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have a good time in doing it. General Manager Mark LaRose and my friends at Northside Chevrolet in Somersville sincerely believe that you should enjoy the experience of buying a new car. That's why they're committed to help you get the right car at the right payment the right way. Mark and the gang will do that without emptying a bag of tricks that might confuse and frustrate you. Experience Northside Chevrolet today and enjoy shopping the large selection of 2013 Chevy Silverados priced to sell with up to $7,500 in rebates and discounts so that you can take home the truck you've been waiting for and have a good time doing it. See the dealer for details. And no matter your credit history, Northside is ready to get you approved and on the road to automotive pleasure. Check it all out online by going to northsidewv.com or Route 19 in Somersville. Find new roads at Northside Chevrolet, your five-star Chevy dealer.
Achieve your dream of home ownership. Home Federal's USDA mortgage loan gives you the opportunity of 100% financing with no down payment, flexible credit guidelines, and eligible for all property types. Let Home Federal help you make your dreams a reality. Loan is subject to credit approval. Other terms or conditions may apply. Home Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Stop by or give them a call or visit online at hfsl.com.
Moyer's Auto Service and Towing of Ashland provides all your automotive needs, from basic oil changes to major overhauls. For over 58 years, Moyer's has dedicated their name to the best in quality care. And now introducing the Car Wash. The Car Wash on Winchester is the only car wash held to the Moyer's standard of service. So if you want your car looking and running just as good as new, then head over to Moyer's Auto Service and Towing at 2601 Greenup Avenue or call 606-325-6043.
Negative equity may be applied to a new loan for well-qualified buyers. Rate, term, and down payment may vary. See dealer for details.
Stop! What if you could lower your monthly car payment and make no payments until November? You can this week at the Bill Cole Auto Mall. See the Bill Cole Auto Mall on Winchester Avenue in Ashland and find out how much lower your payment will be. The same payment or less, and no payments until November. Go to BillColeAutoMall.com or call 800-409-5555.
Dickett's Market in Ada, Ohio has been in business for a long time, and they have the absolute best meat department you'll find. You'll get incredible prices on fresh, lean, ground chuck, boneless New York strip steaks, boneless center cut pork chops, and so many other quality meats. Take Route 141 from Ironton for just a little over 15 minutes, and you'll find Dickett's Market in Ada, Ohio, where the pace is a little slower and the price is a lot lower.
Save up to 70% during the Any Size One Low Price event at Mattress Warehouse. Purchase any size mattress, your choice, twin, full, queen, or king, for one low price. Choose a Sealy with gel memory foam or a Sealy Posturepedic firm, your choice, twin, full, queen, or king, just $1.99 each piece. Ask about free same-day delivery and take 5 years to pay with 0% financing. Get any size mattress for one low price for a limited time, only at Mattress Warehouse. Details available at mattresswarehouse.com or in-store.
V-Launder on Wheels Fantasy Tennis Experience is coming to Huntington Wednesday, October 9th. Mats V-Launder, formerly the number one tennis player in the world, will host three clinics starting at 9 a.m., followed by some exciting exhibition doubles and singles match play. Ritter Park Tennis Center's own James Kent and Rico Williams, as well as Patrick Walker, will participate in the exhibition matches against Mats V-Launder and Julie Diddy, formerly number 88 in the world. Call 304-696-5926 or connect online, ghprd.org.
Dan Byer. The Oakland A's have taken a 2-1 series lead on the Detroit Tigers in the American League Divisional Series. A's won today 6-3, thanks in part to Josh Reddick, Brendan Moss, and Seth Smith. All hit home runs today. Smith's was a two-run shot. Game 4 of the National League Divisional Series in Pittsburgh has the Cardinals on top of the Pirates. 2-0 in the sixth inning. Matt Holliday has hit a two-run home run for St. Louis. Should be noted that Cardinals starter Michael Wacha is a no-hitter through five innings of work as they head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Red Sox and Rays play Game 3 tonight with Boston up 2-0 at 6:07 Eastern, while the Braves and Dodgers go at it at 9:37 Eastern time in Game 4. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw will get the start on short rest. News from the NFL, the Raiders released quarterback Matt Flynn today. Michael Vick considered day-to-day with a hamstring injury. Reports say he's likely to miss Week 6 against the Buccaneers because of the injury. Bills will start Thad Lewis at quarterback against the Bengals.
This is the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Our phone number, 304-399-8255. We have another one. That means we have two. 877-420-8255. Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum, perplexed by the lack of your phone calls here on the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
They could have.
Easy for
especially,
you to say. There you go.
Yeah, well, I Welcome thought back. I was cutting out again there. We're having trouble with phone lines. You can hear the alarm going off.
No. And you know what it is? It's we don't want to talk to people. We're just we're orchestrating technical difficulties to avoid phone calls.
Yes, there were
put
some
that
people
on the internet.
Thinking of that. Some people are thinking that Woody's an idiot for mentioning Mike Price at UTEP again, which, you know, he was fired last year. So nice of that to come out for the Woody Woodrum machine.
Hey, don't feel bad, man. They dogged me on the internet too.
Oh, I know. No, I wasn't.
I'm just saying.
About getting dogged.
I'm just saying. Don't worry. Dogged. Don't worry. Yeah, we all get dogged. It's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I don't know what's going on out there. That was a program that when the league took them in, I thought it was a mistake. But then, you know, I saw how well they supported their basketball, and you know, 40,000 seemed to show up every time they opened up for football, and now all of a sudden, you know, their football attendance has dropped off. Matter of fact, I looked on the Conference USA board today. The best attended game in Conference USA this past weekend, with all seven teams hosting seven other conference teams, Marshall University, 28-8. was the best attendance, and most people were pointing the finger and laughing at the 20,000 announced by both Tulane and Southern Miss, saying it wasn't anywhere near that, and 20,000 or so announced at Middle Tennessee. Most people said it looked like 8 or 9.
Now, the 28 that was announced, I'm going to qualify that and say tickets sold just because I think they were missing a couple thousand.
I don't know. People tell me that, but that stadium will hold nearly 40. And I just don't know, it's so hard for me when people say, oh, it looks so much fuller all the time, and I don't know, what exactly that means. People spread out when there's not enough people in there. They put coats between them. They put their purses up on a seat and
right.
They kind of spread out.
Because there is, I'll be honest with you, there is a lot of spreading out room here because it's a lot more
room on the east side than the west side. The west side looked like they were packed in there pretty good on the home side where a lot of people like to sit, and the students are on the far side, and quite frankly, Marshall's just not ever going to draw a big student fan base, I don't think. Because of the nature of the school is people go home on a weekend. It's almost a commuter college in the fact that they come, they stay 4 or 5 days during the week, and then they head home, let mom do laundry, and go to the high school games. And we've talked about this before. I don't think that's going to change any time in the future, Paul.
There's nothing you can do. I mean, the fan base is at best, core 20, maybe, core 25.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean that's the core. You can always depend on them. They're going to be the ones that will be there, rain or shine.
And quite honestly, the stadium was built with 28,000 seats. The 10,000 that have been added in the end zone, I saw some fan calling today for them to just be
tarped,
tore down. No, he said either tarp. But he said, I think I would rather see Marshall tear them down and just go with that way. And because he goes, they're bad seats, there's no concessions, there's no restrooms. Let's start over. Let's go down there. Let's build a party deck. Let's put some more suites up there.
Maybe have a facility there a la a West Virginia. And, of course, every time
right.
I mention the end zone, I tick off certain individuals at Marshall University for mentioning it. And so guess what? I'm going to tick you off again. Tarp it or do something with it because you're not selling the house out, for one. Also, it's a disservice to people who buy a ticket in that end zone because there are no facilities for restrooms. There's no concession stands. You should be giving those tickets away dirt cheap because it is a bad, bad, bad section of a stadium that makes what was a very nice stadium look poor.
I mean, you could add some visiting locker rooms in there. You could then
have a high school
game now and then. You can use them for other things. If you could put some concerts in there if you build it so that it could handle some traffic coming in with stages
right.
and things.
I mean, I really do like what they did. I mean, I hate to use WVU as the comparison, but I like what they did with their they took those seats out and they put that facility up. I really think that was a smart thing to do. Of course, the construction going on the campus now, they've got everything kind of piecemealed in there, even with the new facility going up, which it's going to be massive. It's going to be
yes,
huge.
It is.
I mean, it towers over this football stadium. Someone remarked to me, and I kind of agreed with them, that, maybe you put that facility across the street, across from, where all the fast food places are going up now. That could have been a great way to showcase that facility. And I know you had this idea separately, but someone else remarked to me that maybe you don't build a soccer stadium and you spend all that money more on the practice facility and include soccer as an indoor soccer stadium.
Yeah, that would have taken the weather out of the equation altogether.
Yeah, but, this is what we see. We see piecemeal all the time. And, of course, I'm sure I'm going to hear about it because so every time I bring up these... in my opinion, these missteps, they don't like it, Woody.
Well, we've seen a lot of ADs and coaches come and go.
That's true. Hour number two on the way. Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
from the Tri-State Sports Leader, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930. This is the award-winning First Century Bank Supertalk Sports Line. To join us, call 304-399-8255 or toll free at 877-420-8255. Broadcasting from the Kindred Capital Building in downtown Huntington, Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum.
St. Louis right now leading Pittsburgh 2-0, top of the eighth. And the interesting factoid about this one is right now, through seven, there is a no-hitter going on. Michael Wacha has not allowed a hit in his first seven innings. If you were smart, you turn over right now to our sister station, 1340 WCMI. We'll wait. We'll be here when you come back. Just go now. Turn over to them. You don't have to listen to us. I mean, yeah. But if you do want to listen, you can call us at 304-399-8255. Toll free is 877-420-8255. Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum. Woody today joining us from the Union Pub and Grill, where I'm sure more televisions have flipped over to the St. Louis-Pittsburgh game if they're not already there.
Yeah, 2-0 score, and this rookie throwing a no-no on 83 pitches through seven innings. Pittsburgh is struggling against him, and it looks like they might force St. Louis, may force game five back in St. Louis.
This game's going to be fun to the end. I know the Pirates fans were all set to hoist the Jolly Roger. Of course, I knew this wouldn't happen because Pittsburgh's not going to win a series in Pittsburgh. It's been a long time. That's not going to happen. Of course, I guess the wild card game doesn't, the play-in game doesn't count. You know, we're talking a legitimate series. It's been a while, hasn't it, for Pittsburgh to close one out at home?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, come to think of it, you know better than I do on hockey, but, it's always nice to be able to do that because you really like celebrating at your own field and all that, but I guess it's probably pretty cool if you get to carry the trophy around wherever you get it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I always like it when you win the Stanley Cup and the other team's building. You can hoist it around and just rub it in the fans' face. That's always a great feeling to do that. Of course, I get to watch some hockey at night because the NHL Center Ice preview continues.
I mean, did I see somebody? Did the Flyers already fire their coach? In the season?
I don't think so. I haven't kept up on that, but I will. I hadn't heard that.
Winless Flyers fire. Is it Laviolette?
Yeah, they did. You're correct. I didn't see that story today. That must have just happened.
What have they played?
It's Peter Laviolette.
Yeah, what have they played for? That's 0-3, and he's fired. I mean, come on! It's a long hockey season.
I did not see that story. Thanks for pointing that out, because now I'm gonna have a good laugh over that. they also let the assistant coach go, Kevin McCarthy. They let him go.
Unbelievable! Three games in. I mean, that's three seasons after they went to the Stanley Cup Finals.
That is unreal. I did not see that story at all. So, hey, guess what? If you can fire coaches midstream, you can fire football coaches. You can fire hockey coaches beginning of the season.
Well, this is equivalent to firing a football coach at halftime of his first game. This is really, really early in the season to be firing a guy.
Well. Yeah, it's a tough world these days here.
I guess, Hey, I was looking here, the pitcher here for St. Louis today, Wacha, Wacha, I guess, something like that. He went into the ninth inning against the Nationals, and his ninth major league start had a no-hit bid broken up by Ryan Zimmerman, chopping one over the mound with two outs in the ninth inning. And he's 6'6", so it had to be a pretty big chop to get over his head on the mound. But said it just wasn't meant to be. But he's certainly looking pretty good for a guy that has only thrown 170 pro innings since he signed his first contract all the way back in 2012. Ball.
That's crazy. I'm doing some more research here. You know, this isn't the earliest coaching change in history.
Is it not?
Paul Thompson, one game Chicago, 44-45 season. Conn Smythe was let go after two games in Toronto for the 30-31 season.
But he was a good guy about it, right?
Yeah.
So named a trophy after him.
Conn Smythe let go two games. Bill Gadsby, two games Detroit, 69-70. Fred Glover was let go for after three games, California, 71-72. Then Peter Laviolette was let go today, three games. Dennis Savard, you know that name. He was let go four games in Chicago in 2008-2009.
Right.
Ivan Hinka, Pittsburgh coach, was let go four games back in the 2000-2001 season. And a guy that they're crazy for letting go because this man can coach, Jacques Demure, four games for Montreal, 95-96. I mean, Jacques Demure is like, that's a big name in coaching, and they let him go after four.
Oh, no kidding. That's pretty wild.
That is
insane. But, yeah, I saw that story come up today. I thought for sure you'd seen that.
My head has been in other projects today. I hadn't had a chance to look at what's happening in NHL. I know the Rangers are playing tonight, so I was going to recenter my head back to hockey tonight. But that's crazy. I like the quote here. They called it a gut feeling that they had on the plane ride home from Carolina on Sunday after the Flyers 2-1 loss, their third straight to start the season. I mean, the Rangers haven't even played three games yet. They're 0-1. I mean, I'm surprised we haven't seen. Yeah, if you're going to get fired quickly, I guess New York and the Philadelphia area is where it's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a lot of pressure there on the East Coast, and obviously Philadelphia is the city that once booed Santa Claus, so I guess we shouldn't be surprised they'd fire a coach after three games.
How do you boo Santa Claus?
Hey, I remember when that happened. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Our
phone number, if you want to be a part of the program, 304-399-8255, toll-free, 877-420-8255. Bottom of the eighth, St. Louis still leading Pittsburgh 2-0. You can tune into that game on our sister station, 1340 WCMI. And, of course, if you're downtown, you probably can't drive over to the Union Pub and Grill because I believe they've already shut down some of the roadway tonight for the fire parade. Have you seen signs of that, Woody?
Well, yeah, absolutely. There were signs on all the meters that at 5 o'clock they were going to shut it down. And they actually are stringing, first time I've ever seen this, Paul, they are stringing yellow rope, not tape like you would think of at a police thing, but the police are out here running yellow rope, I guess, to kind of hold kids back on the sidewalk. And I will admit, it's a problem if a parent turns around, suddenly a kid's out to get some candy that happened to bounce near a fire truck or somewhere where they're throwing it out. And then the next thing you know, they're almost out there in front of another fire truck picking up the candy because they're not looking for the truck. They're looking at the candy. And so, I guess they're going to try to keep them back on the sidewalk with this. But I think I can just see a lot of kids slipping under that line and doing what kids do, which is go chase down the candy.
Of course, if you want candy, you can go see Woody Woodrum, the Union Pub and Grill, where he will be handing out candy until 6 o'clock. We better have some candy ready because we got Bobby Pruitt coming in later on tonight. He'll be hanging out doing Bob Pruitt, Don Nealon show. I've just renamed it. It's not the Don Nealon, Bob Pruitt show. It's the Bob Pruitt, Don Nealon show. That's how people.
There you go.
Yeah, just go ahead. I think the school that has the school that wins should have the coach first. So being it's Marshall won this week and West Virginia didn't, it should flip. You think that rule could be in place?
It could be. And I'm seeing kids starting to check out the rope here, see how tight it is, whether they can slip under it or not.
Our phone number is to be a part of this one, 304-399-8255. Toll free is going to be 877-420-8255.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yep.
There goes the no-no.
Solo home run. Pedro Alvarez just knocked one out, and bye-bye no-no.
Yep. Bye-bye no-no in the eighth. And
fun while
hello,
it lasted.
Buck fans. They're getting a little excited.
I don't know which team I'm rooting against more in this one. I'm not rooting for any one of these teams. I'm not rooting for.
Well, like I said, the Pirates are at least located in Charleston with their A club.
Well, I like those guys. I really do.
Yeah.
But that's the West Virginia power. Once they get to Pittsburgh and they're the Pirates, that's a whole another story. It's like Aaron Dobson getting hit by Chris Crocker. Yeah, I like Aaron. I like Chris because they're Marshall guys, but it was Marshall and Marshall crime yesterday. If you didn't see the highlight,
yes, it was. Yes,
I love that.
And you know what? If Brady, you know, that ball got pretty wet and heavy, I guess, because he certainly had Dobson behind those DBs, Pac-Man, and underthrew the ball really badly that led to the last interception. I thought they were about to tie the game.
It was a good game. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, we watched it yesterday, too.
Fortunately, you got to see it. Next week you will not because the Steelers game against the Jets will be the game.
That's a huge game.
No, it's not.
No, that's right. It's not.
No, it's
because
not.
Because they haven't won any game.
No, it's not. It's going to be the same excuse, and this time in reverse. Well, why aren't you showing the Bengals game? Well, we're showing this game because of Chad. Chad's playing, so we got to see Chad. And now it's, well, because we got a West Virginia quarterback playing, so we got to see him.
We got to see Geno.
Got to see Geno, exactly. No, you got to see a good game. And honestly, who are the Browns playing? That's what I'm curious. Are they even on the network this week?
I don't even know. Honestly, I haven't looked that far ahead. I was just reveling in being 3-2 and not worrying about the future. So.
Wait a minute.
The Cleveland Browns are hosting Detroit in the annual Steve Cotton Woody Woodrum stare down.
Well, there you go. That probably would be the better game. You could run that because the Bengals have the Bills, and of course, I demand that the Bengals beat the Bills. If they don't, I'm going to be completely in shame, and then I'm probably going to get a random message from the columnist like, "See, I told you so," and I'm going to have to take that.
Now we've got to walk, so the wheels are falling off of the youngster here.
You think the Jolly Roger might be hoisted after all on this one?
Yeah, it might be time to go to the Cardinal bullpen.
It would not pain me to watch the Cardinals lose, but it just pains me to watch the Pirates win.
See, I don't have any hatred of the Pirates. They were in Charleston a long time when I was a kid too, with the Charlies.
Yeah,
so.
But I was never a Pirates fan growing up. I was a big Red Machine fan all the way.
Well, I'm a Reds fan first and foremost, but I don't have any hatred. I've always thought the Pirates. You know, I just was amazed it took them 20 some years to get back in the national spotlight. They just year after year after year, and they had a new park and all that. But you know. I will say when Neil Huntington, you know, I go back to Robert Harper and I or Elliot Parker and I were up at the ballpark and we were doing something on their first night and we sat down with the president, the new president of the Pirates had taken over. He said, well, we're just not going to waste $10 million on some formerly great pitcher who might be fairly good and all that. We're not going to throw $10 million at somebody like that for last 3 months of the season or something. We're going to invest in our draft and our, you know, get the youngsters in the system. It may take us a while, but we're going to build a winner, and I'll be darned if he didn't do exactly what he said. It may have taken a year or two longer than the Pirate fans wanted, but he built young. He kept his superstar out there in center field. He surrounded him with a little more talent. And they really did it. They did it the right way. They did it the way a lot of people have done it for years in baseball, but they were always trying to buy high-priced talent that was on the other side of being superstars, and those guys never worked out for them. So, my hat's off to them for doing it the right way.
Yeah, and my hat's off to the Reds for getting rid of Dusty Baker.
And a lot of Reds fans in that hats off with you about that, too.
Exactly. Gotta remember, though, I just like the entire metropolitan area of Pittsburgh, but
the scariest thing just happened. Rich Warner, equipment man extraordinaire down at Marshall, just ran by kicking, screaming, waving, acting quite silly on his jog as he went by the Union here. So
our phone number is 304-399-8255.
Just watch for a guy in a green gray top and green shorts coming your way down 4th. Okay, he's not really out of his mind, he's jogging.
Toll free is 877-420-8255. More coming up, Supertalk Sports Line, for this Monday, October 7th on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Partly cloudy skies now moving into the nighttime and cooler temperatures falling back into the mid-40s. Partly cloudy skies. Now on Tuesday, the sunshine is back after that brisk start and the morning fog lifts out. A gorgeous afternoon, mostly sunny, the high near 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Banking is about relationships. At First Century Bank, we've built our business on it. Since we started, we have developed meaningful relationships with our customers and the communities we serve. As banks in our region change names and move in and out of our neighborhoods, we will continue to deliver the same trustworthy, comfortable style of hometown banking. Join the winning team at First Century Bank. We're not a new bank. We're your bank. First Century Bank. Your town. Your bank.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it. And having the right car insurance is important. You want a leader. You want service. You want a company you can trust. State Farm insures more than 40 million cars in America and can help you save with discounts up to 40% on State Farm car insurance. See Russ McCray, 304 East Main Street, Milton. Ray Crabtree, 4341 U.S. Route 60 East Huntington.
Like a good
State Farm Insurance. Discounts up to 40%.
Want to buy a new car but dread the shopping experience? Come out to the Fannin Automotive family on U.S. Route 60 in Ashland. They're the biggest dealer in the nation with Toyota, Scion, Hyundai, Mazda, and Mercedes-Benz all under one roof. We all know bigger is better, and the Fannin family is here to prove it. So stop the shopping and start the savings with prices you won't believe. Visit them online at FanninMotors.com or come to 7405 Route 60 in Ashland and start your savings now.
We're the better bank, Kentucky Farmers Bank. Since 1931, we've been in business to get things done. When you gotta have security, strength, safety, and stability, we're the name you can trust. We're the better bank.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
Need something before or after the big game? Come to Giovanni's in Ashland, Flatwoods, and Russell for these super specials. The 18-inch party special, two-topping pizza, large bag of chips, four medium Cokes, just $22.49. Or an 18-inch two-topping, just $19.49. A 15-inch one-topping, only $14.99. For a large Chef Randy pasta salad, two for $14.99. Don't forget the super buffet. All you can eat for lunch is only $6.69. Supper, $7.69. Giovanni's, 8th and Green of Ashland, 1703 Argolite Road, Flatwoods, and 1470 Deaver Boulevard, Russell. Giovanni's, the Italian place to be.
Don't shop for tires at a dealer whose idea of selection is white wall or black wall. Head to TikTok Tire. They carry the brands you trust. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, get the selection you deserve. For the best tires, advice, and service, visit the experts at TikTok Tire, 2102 3rd Avenue, Huntington, across from Marshall Stadium.
Save up to 70% during the Any Size One Low Price event at Mattress Warehouse. Purchase any size mattress, your choice, twin, full, queen, or king, for one low price. Choose a Sealy with gel memory foam or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, your choice, twin, full, queen, or king, just $199 each piece. Ask about free same-day delivery and take 5 years to pay with 0% financing. Get any size mattress for one low price for a limited time, only at Mattress Warehouse. Details available at mattresswarehouse.com or in store.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
There's quite a story developing in Pittsburgh. Game 4 of the National League Divisional Series has the Cardinals on top of the Pirates, 2-0 as the teams head to the bottom of the 8th inning. Cardinals starter Michael Wacha has a no-hitter right now through 7. Now the Pirates are up 2-1 in the best-of-5 series. St. Louis got their offense courtesy of a Matt Holliday two-run home run. Speaking of home runs.
Swung on by Smith and a fly ball. Well hit to left center field. Peralta going back. He's to the track.
Wow.
He will watch, and it flies into the A's bullpen. Two-run home run to left center field by Seth Smith. And now it's 6-3 in favor of the A's.
And Oakland would win by that count over the Tigers. to get Game 3 and take a 2-1 lead in their divisional series. Call on the A's radio network. The Dodgers will start Clayton Kershaw on short rest tonight as they host the Braves in Game 4. Dodgers up 2-1. The Raiders release quarterback Matt Flynn.
You're listening to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum taking your phone call. 304-399-8255, toll free 877-420-8255. And an update to that Cardinals-Pirates game. End of eighth, the no-hitter broke up. It is Cardinals 2, Pirates 1, and the rookie... he was nice for a while. He didn't allow a hit in the first seven and the third innings before Pedro Alvarez got a solo home run. And, of course, Michael Wacha now enjoying this from the friendly confines of the locker room, I'm sure,
yeah,
afterwards.
I really had to enjoy, though, a St. Louis fan held up a picture of Fozzie Bear with a Cardinals hat on, which, of course, said Wacha, Wacha, Wacha. So
I like it. They're thinking at least. they're thinking. They give
that's
them credit.
Good thinking there. Yep, absolutely.
Not too many people get Muppet references these days.
So, tomorrow, you know, depending on the time, depending on Boston, Tampa Bay tonight, Dan Straley's going to go for the win for Oakland tomorrow night. That would be big. He is, I believe, undefeated in his last five outings. So, like 4-0, something like that down the stretch. He's really, really pitched well. Since, we got into August and September, he pitched very, very well down the stretch. So, tremendous to see another Marshall guy in the playoffs for the first time in a while, probably since Rick Reed was in with the Mets there back in 2000 against the Yankees when he won a World Series game.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're going to write something, I'm sure, right? You're gonna have a complete history of Marshall players in the postseason? That's a story
no,
idea.
I
give that to you.
Doing
I give that
but
to you.
I wouldn't mind researching that. That would be a little bit of fun.
I think that's right. That's a Woody special if I've never heard one.
It's just that, you know, you don't have a lot of Marshall guys with a lot of time in the bigs. You know, it was a cup of coffee here and a cup of coffee there.
So it'll be a short story.
Yeah, until Jeff Montgomery pitched for many, many years, and then Rick Reed pitched for many years. And both those guys, you know, had tremendous careers and did really great. But it was before that, it was probably Joe Goddard who had about something like 3 weeks with the San Diego Padres back in 72. And there were guys that played in the old days, but they never really got up to the majors. So, yeah, it wouldn't be a very long story.
Isn't there a place you could go to, like, get that information quickly? Does that resource exist? Is that database good enough? You can search that string out and get that quickly?
BaseballReference.com is pretty good. If you've got the name, you can research guys pretty quickly there. It's a really nice site for historical stuff and whatnot. So that's where I got most of the guys. You know, I went there with John Zontini. The Sheik of Seth, you know, who was this fantastic running back that came to Marshall in 1931 because they got him a job in the height of the Depression here in Huntington, a really cushy job. He was a lumberjack before that, which was pretty dangerous in the old days, as it is now. And they got him a great job here. And I mean, Notre Dame, Tennessee, West Virginia, a lot of big schools were looking for him, and he's down here working a highly paid job thanks to Legs Hawley, who later left here and went to West Virginia himself. But he jumped into the minors in about 1935 after he was done with his 4 years at Marshall, 31 through 34, playing football. But he'd also played for the Herd baseball team that won some Buckeye Conference championships and whatnot. And he played until, like, 1947. He had a long career, most all of it, though, in the minor leagues, and he was even a player manager a few years, but you know, he played it all over the place in the South. So, you know, a guy like that, we didn't have much history on because we'd never sit down and really, you know, had that at your fingertips like you do now with the internet and the Baseball Reference site is a very, very good site to go to if you're interested in old-time players.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I said the other day, the young man whose name was Stewart, and I said, well, you know, Johnny Blood Stewart pitched at Ohio State, pitched for the Cardinals, and then managed Marshall to three or four titles in the West Virginia Conference back in the day. And baseball was a very important sport here from the time it was really got started in the early part. Of, you know, they were playing baseball here, probably Civil War, but in the 1890s, you know, it was a big-time sport, and they had the biggest baseball field in the state was down there behind where the science building would be now, and they had a four-year layoff of no baseball because there were too many, as they called them, tramp athletes, guys who were professionals who'd show up and play college games, too, and get paid under the table, and but then it just kind of fell out of favor in the, after the 30s, and it took it a long time to get back to a real big-time relevance. To Jack Cook managed the back when he took over in 67 and then had great years in the 70s and 80s and really made baseball a big-time sport again. But it was high and dry for a while.
Okay, if I'm reading this correctly, there – I don't know if this number. We're gonna have to look at this database, but I see 41 all pro players in database. I see 41 with the string of Marshall University. It's alphabetical too, so it's not done by year. Let's see if I can. You know what? Let's see if I can change that. There we go. I can do year. So the youngest is Aaron Blair, obviously.
Right.
Let's see. Sure. Okay. We'll do from. We'll do from. They have. They don't have a. They don't have a date on Shane Farrell, but the earliest reference player reference is Arch Riley, from 1913 to 1917, and then the database says there's 41 players total, and of course Aaron Blair is at the top for my string because he's from 2013 onward.
Right.
You got Aaron Blair, Isaac Ballou, Jesse Fernandez, Michael Mason. You know, and the list goes on and on.
Sure.
There's a jump. Rick Paul, 1994, was the last one until 2008 with Tommy Johnson.
Yeah, it was a long stretch between Rick Paul and Matt Spade.
Yep.
Both went in for the Pirates. After they had pitched here for Howard McCann, and and it was now Montgomery and Reed were pitching some while those guys were there, but it took a long time to get somebody back in there. The first drafted guy, I believe, was Bob Limley, who is the coach of Pocono. He got drafted by the Reds in like 67. They put the draft in 65. Up to then, everybody that signed just signed as free agents, you know. And the Cardinals were here in town for a while. You saw that some guys signed by the Cardinals back in the 30s and so forth. And the Red Sox signed a few guys, even signed the brothers, Patrick, Elmo, and Otto, who played baseball here, were both signed by the Red Sox. But didn't have very long careers, but that was the thing. A lot of guys would sign, and they'd go to the minor leagues and play, you know, the Mountain State League in Charleston and Parkersburg and Wheeling and Huntington and in the 30s, and then that was like D-level, though, and it was a long climb to get to the majors back then because there were so many minor league teams. And, that's what makes what Wags has done down there, Jeff Wagner, amazing. How many guys he's gotten drafted. How many guys he's sent to Major League Baseball, and now he's got Dan Straley is going to pitch for the divisional series win tomorrow. That's absolutely amazing from when he took over this program. So it's the first time since Jack Cook was here that a large amount of players have really made that jump.
Rick Reed, all-time record of 93 and 76.
Yep.
Straley, 12-9. He's got a few games to catch up.
Yeah, just a few. And then, you know, and of course, Jeff Montgomery has over 300 saves. So he's in the Kansas City Hall of Fame. I don't know if 300 saves will get him into Cooperstown, but he had a tremendous career. And it all came after Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
He actually threw harder than he did when he was here, and he threw the ball pretty hard here and had a lot of control and all that. But, boy, after he got to Tommy John's, he threw even harder. So the Bucks need one now as we go to the bottom of the ninth.
Yep. And just give you the Montgomery record 46-52, but 304 saves, 868.2 innings pitched. Rick Reed, of course, 1,545.2 innings pitched. Again, Dan Straley with 191.2. He's got a ways to go as well.
Yeah, well, Reed was starter, so he had more innings than Jeff was closer. So, but you imagine that, Paul. Throwing 800, 1,000 innings in the major leagues. How
huge.
Great is that?
It's huge. That's doing work. Okay, so we'll come back. We'll have a result of this Cardinal game, hopefully, and we'll take your phone calls. Phone numbers 304-399-8255, toll-free 877-420-8255. Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum, Super Talk Sports Line for this Monday, October 7th on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
This is the Metro News High School Report. Here's Fred Persinger.
For Point Pleasant High School, the 2013 football season has once again been very exciting. The Big Blacks have been impressive on both sides of the ball, and head coach David Darsh says that's easily explained, especially on the offensive side.
Obviously, I've got an all-state quarterback here in Aiden Yates. You know, he's having a very solid year. You know, he's doing a good job for us. And new running back this year for me that's really playing well is Cody Mitchell. Cody's dad was played tight end at WVU, Darryl, and his brother is on scholarship at Marshall, Derek Mitchell. And, you know, he's a pretty good running back for me, and I've got a four-year starter there also, and Chase Walton at running back. So, you know, we're pretty solid there. You know, and our passing game seems to be coming on a little bit.
Now, even though Point Pleasant is one of the smaller AAA schools in the state, they are constantly one of the better teams, having made the playoffs the last five straight years.
Well, you know, that's our goal. You know, we're not in a conference, you know, especially now that they put us in AAA, we can't even get into Mountain State, and it's difficult. So, you know, our number one goal is to have a winning record and to make the playoffs, you know, and obviously we put a little pressure on these kids. Hey, do you want to be the team that don't make it now? You know, we've been making it the last 5 years. So, you know, the kids, you know, they buy into that. And you know, if you've ever been into Mason County, and, you know, on Friday night, there's not a whole lot for you to do but, you know, show up and play a football game. So we're blessed to have a lot of kids that want to play football here. And, you know, we do have a $3.5 million football stadium sitting here in front of them that makes it pretty nice. You know, the kids enjoy that, and our facilities are really nice. And football is a big part of our community here. I mean, we average probably 4,000 people for a football game here at home. And, you know, they enjoy it. And, you know, we're just blessed right now that we have a bunch of kids that buy into what we're doing. And, you know, we're not blessed with superstars, but we have good athletes. You know, we've got good athletes and kids that really play hard. And you know, they've kind of bought into this system that we run. And you know, some nights it works very well, and some nights people do a good job of defending us, and our defense has to step up and do what they got to do for us. And right now it's been working.
This Friday night, the season gets incredibly tougher as Coach Darst and the Big Blacks welcome Jalen Jones and the Oak Hill Red Devils to Mason County. Kick is set for 7:30.
This has been the High School Report with Fred Persinger on Metro News. Metro News, the voice of West Virginia.
It's John Boy and Billy on your new home for the big show.
Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Hey, y'all, John Boy and Billy. Hope your Monday's going all right. We want to kick your Tuesday off for you.
In the 6 o'clock hour, another roundup of Dumb Crook News. Around 7:50, a new song from Ricky B. Sharp.
And we'll have Hermie Sadler on our Racing Tuesday with Marcus Smith, president of Charlotte Motor Speedway, getting ready for the race at our hometown track. We'll see you first thing in the morning right here.
On Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Hi, Woody Woodrum for Dan's Sports Shop in Huntington. My friends at Dan's have been around for 60 years helping schools with their uniform and equipment needs. You can get your customized school's game wear, and the experts at Dan's live sports every day. Dan's carries a full line of wrestling gear and Herb's Wrestling Corner. They've worked with U Sports for as long as I've been around, so it's Dan's Sports Shop, corner of 4th Avenue and 12th Street in Huntington. Tell them Woody sent you.
There's a lot more to your West Virginia American water bill than just water. Miles of pipeline, facilities to treat and test it, people working day and night to make sure it's there when you need it. But that's not all. Your water payment supports needed system improvements that will keep water flowing for all of us today and well into the future. All for about a penny a gallon. We're West Virginia American Water. We care about water. It's what we do. Find out why you should, too, at WestVirginiaAMWater.com.
Achieve your dream of home ownership. Home Federal's USDA mortgage loan gives you the opportunity of 100% financing with no down payment, flexible credit guidelines, and eligible for all property types. Let Home Federal help you make your dreams a reality. Loan is subject to credit approval. Other terms or conditions may apply. Home Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Stop by or give them a call or visit online at hfsl.com.
Negative equity may be applied to a new loan for well-qualified buyers. Rate, term, and down payment may vary. See dealer for details.
Stop! What if you could lower your monthly car payment and make no payments until November? You can this week at the Bill Cole Auto Mall. See the Bill Cole Auto Mall on Winchester Avenue in Ashland and find out how much lower your payment will be. The same payment or less, and no payments until November. Go to BillColeAutoMall.com or call 800-409-5555.
V-Lander on Wheels Fantasy Tennis Experience is coming to Huntington Wednesday, October 9th. Mats V-Lander, formerly the number one tennis player in the world, will host three clinics starting at 9 a.m., followed by some exciting exhibition doubles and singles match play. Ritter Park Tennis Center's own James Kent and Rico Williams, as well as Patrick Walker, will participate in the exhibition matches against Mats V-Lander and Julie Diddy, formerly number 88 in the world. Call 304-696-5926 or connect online ghprd.org.
Falling leaves mean falling prices at Hometown Carpet in Ashland. You'll fall in love with the quality flooring, incredible prices, 12 months same as cash, and the best installers in the tri-state. And who wouldn't fall in love with Sue B, Barney, Bailey, and Curly? Carpeting, laminate, area rugs, Hometown Carpet has it all, and nobody else has the in-stock selection you'll find at Hometown Carpet. Corner of 25th Street and Winchester Avenue, Ashland. Phone 606-329-8772.
Are you looking to protect your family, loved ones, pets, as well as your business? Classic Fence in Huntington can help. Classic Fence can secure your property with a quality fence in your choice of vinyl, aluminum, wood, or chain link. They have more than 15 years of experience and competitive prices. Give Classic Fence a call and get peace of mind. Protect your pets, family, loved ones, and business with a quality fence from Classic Fence, 26th Street and 5th Avenue, Huntington. They're licensed and insured. Call 304-523-4628 for Classic Fence.
It's a fast-paced life and it suits you well. You work online and you live on a cell. It's a fast-paced life, but that's cool with you. It's who you are. It's what you do.
An ATM card is a fast-paced service for a fast-paced life. It's safe, convenient, and ready 24/7. Withdraw cash, make deposits, or buy what you need at selected stores, service stations, movies, and more. Our ATM card is all good. Member's Choice Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
You're listening to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum, Super Talk Sports Line. So they fire a coach in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And now they hire a coach in Philadelphia for the Flyers. Craig Berube has been named as the 18th coach. He spent the last 10 years in the franchise. Who's an assistant coach with the team's AHL affiliate, the Phantoms. He was named Phantoms head coach in 2007-08. He had a 49-29-5-3 record. Then he was promoted to an assistant with the Flyers. So if this doesn't work, what's probably going to happen next year?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be fired. And then manager Paul Holmgren, he's going to be fired. And the guy who's next in line is Ron Hextall as the coach.
Wow.
Yeah. He joined the team this summer as an assistant, so he's probably the next guy in line. I would love to see Ron Hextall as a coach. There probably need to be a new rule to have an official in the box at all times with him. Or, you know what, maybe you get him his debut game against Patrick Waugh, another former goaltender, and just let the old goaltenders go at it.
By the way, Jason Stark tweeted that Trevor Rosenthal on the hill for Cardinals right now, 3 saves in his career, none of them close to what this one would mean. He just went 3-1 on McCutcheon after going 3-0. There's a runner on first with 2 outs. So it's down to nail-biting time for the Buck Nation.
Out number 2. That's a final.
Number 3.
Yeah, I'm a 3. Final. There you go.
Pop up on the infield is the way it finishes up. We're going back to St. Louis for Game 5 on Wednesday.
You know what I got to say? Jolly Roger this. It's going to be fun. You won a Game 5. This is good for baseball.
Yeah.
This is good.
By the way, Pedro
Cardinals
Alvarez.
Cardinals, you see that stat? 7-1 in postseason elimination games since when 2011?
Yeah.
That's huge. They get it done, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Pedro Alvarez home run for the Bucks means he becomes the second Pirate ever to homer in 3 games. Some guy named Willie Stargell did that back in the day. He was pretty good.
He's okay. He got work done.
Of course, now, after he posted that, Jason Stark had to come back real quickly and say, it was Willie Stargell. He goes, of course, Bob Robertson hit 3 in 1 game against the Reds in 71 in the National League Championship Series. So, that's still a pretty exclusive group. Pedro Alvarez is a fun guy to watch play baseball. I mean, he is a big-time hitter and hits the ball hard, takes it out of there. I'm sure that's why he's such a fan favorite. But I know they had to feel pretty good with Lawrence McCutcheon getting 3-0 in the count and runner on first, even with 2 outs, and pop up on the infield is a tough way to see your superstar finish a game for you.
Phone numbers to be a part of this one, 304-399-8255, toll-free 877-420-8255. We'll take a look at what's happening tonight in the world of sports. We'll give you a rundown of what games you should be watching, according to us, and we'll take your phone calls here on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Partly cloudy skies now moving into the nighttime and cooler temperatures falling back into the mid-40s. Partly cloudy skies. Now on Tuesday, the sunshine is back after that brisk start and the morning fog lifts out. A gorgeous afternoon, mostly sunny, the high near 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
As a child, I can remember always being excited about going to Community Trust Bank with my parents because I knew I was going to get a treat. It's funny, now that I'm married, have 2 kids, and just bought a new home, when it came time for a new home loan, I went to Community Trust Bank. I trust them and knew they'd be there for me and my family just like they were for Mom and Dad. And now with 81 locations, there's no reason to go anywhere else but Community Trust.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Why does the John W. Clark Oil Company support the Thundering Herd? Because Herd Athletics are built on years of hard work and preparation towards excellence, and that's the backbone and philosophy of Clark's Pump and Shop BPs, providing quality BP fuels with Invigorate to help cars run smoother, hesitate less, and run younger for longer. Clark's Pump and Shop BPs always provide super savings, convenient drive-thrus, and excellent service. For BP gas with Invigorate, visit the Tri-State Area Clark's Pump and Shop BPs. Supplied by the John W. Clark Oil Company. Herd fans return. Refresh. Refuel.
If you want to get fitted for victory, go to Ashland Sporting Goods. And for a real horse whisperer, see Kelly Hall at Ohio Horse Park. And when you need the best care for your bones and joints, you turn to the hospital with a wide array of orthopedic specialists. You turn to King's Daughters. King's Daughters provides expert joint replacement surgery for hips and knees, rotator cuff and shoulder repair, fracture treatment, physical therapy, and more. So whether it's your hip, knee, or shoulder that needs serious help, or if you're looking for expert sports injury care, our bone and joint specialists can get you moving again. All over the region, people know that when it comes to high-quality health care, we deliver. Everyone has their expertise. At King's Daughters, ours is your health. Visit us in Ashland, Kentucky, or online at kdmc.com. For a physician referral, call 888-377-5362. That's 888-377-5362.
It's October, and that means Truck Month at Don Hall GM Supercenter. They've got more than 50 brand-new Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras available. Get up to $6,000 off on 2014 models or up to an amazing $11,000 off on 2013 models. Plus, Don Hall will give you a Cabela's gift card with every new truck purchase. Check them out in their brand new state-of-the-art showroom at 1800 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. Or log on to DonHallGMSupercenter.com. Don Hall has it all.
Don't miss the first annual 5K race walk to raise awareness of brain aneurysms. Jeannie's Run in the Sun takes off Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. at Woodmere Memorial Park. Register online and get more information at jeannieswish.org or call 304-654-5164. Jeannie's Wish is a nonprofit corporation developed to raise awareness of brain aneurysms, its symptoms, and increase early detection. Proceeds from the race will be utilized for an annual scholarship. Register online and learn more at jeannieswish.org or call 304-654-5164.
For any new addition, a home equity loan from People's Bank can help. Whether upgrading your home, expanding your family, or growing your business, a People's Bank home equity loan can provide the funds you need. You'll get convenient account access and a great rate, supported by a team of local experts. If you're planning for a new addition or would like to consolidate debt into one low monthly payment, call, click, or stop by to open a home equity loan at People's Bank today. People's Bank, working together, building success. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another Kindred Community Chatter brought to you in part by
The Country Framer, 1152 South Main Street, Milton, 304-743-8115. Pollux Jewelers, 913 Winchester Avenue, Ashland, near the Ashland Town Center Mall. Phone 606-324-3197.
A new book discussion group, Worlds of Wonder, meets the second Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. at the main branch of the Boyd County Library, 1740 Central Avenue. Go to thebookplace.org for more.
Now, back to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Busy night in sports, and we love it that way. The Jets taking on the Falcons. We have got that one for you tonight. That's our Monday night special. Still some baseball to be played tonight. Woody, you got the Red Sox taking on the Rays. The Braves taking on the Dodgers. Are you even interested in any preseason NBA? Is that your thing?
No.
Okay,
no, not preseason NBA.
I will skip that completely then.
Hey, by the way,
yes?
The Bills are going to start a practice squad quarterback against your Bengals this week.
Oh, so they've guaranteed themselves a victory, is what you're telling me.
They are going to start Thad Lewis, who's been on the practice squad for 5 weeks, and instead of Jeff Toole, who was the only healthy quarterback they had remaining on the roster, but... Doug Marrone said he can run, he can extend plays, he can read the option, he throws extremely well. Does he know the whole system? He does. He knows everything. He's bright as hell and has a great grasp. He goes, every week you don't just sit there on the practice squad and not prepare. It's your job. It's what you're supposed to do.
Well, unfortunately, I won't be able to watch that. Oh, wait, I can because I have an NFL Sunday ticket. Thanks for nothing, local CBS affiliate. Hockey. There's hockey tonight, though, also. The Rangers taking on the Kings, and the Devils taking on the Oilers. Those should be good games.
I've got to think that I'll probably be flipping back and forth from football game to the Dodgers and Braves some there at about 9:37. Clayton Kershaw going for the Dodgers here in game four.
You know what I did the other night? You might. This is not a Woody Woodrum. He would not do this. But I had rolling on the TV. I think I was watching baseball the other night. No, that and hockey. I was watching baseball and hockey on the TV for Thursday night. I took your Browns game because I still got that Verizon Pantech that they let me test. And I loaded up the NFL app, and I was watching that game because I don't have a portable radio one I can just take with me. So I've got I've got the desktop radio. So, but when I need to go somewhere real quick, I had the Browns game on my phone. I had the hockey game and baseball going on, and then of course I had the radio feed as well. I was like multitasking for all the sports. I might have to do that again tonight.
That'd be a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Speaking of injuries, looks like Michael Vick's going to be out this week as well for the Eagles, and they're still a little banged up. So a lot of folks, when you get this far into the season, it's almost a miracle if you don't have injuries on your team. I mean, sometimes it's great preparation. Sometimes it's great coaching or great athlete. Sometimes it's just dumb luck who goes through the season without any injuries. Sometimes is the biggest winner of all. I felt like yesterday when we were watching the Bengals, though, that the announcers maybe were taking their cue from some of the fans that don't like Andy Dalton. I just don't get that. I think he looks like a winner. I don't know if you're an Andy Dalton through and through or not. But
I'm not through and through on him just yet. I think.
But he's only in his second year, right?
No, third.
Third year, okay.
Yeah,
he's still a young quarterback.
He's a young quarterback. The jury's still out with that because he just threw his first red zone interception during that game. So, you know, hey, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good number there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's more Andy Dalton or the questioning what they've been running, because they go to A.J. Green a little too much. I mean, yeah, he's a great receiver, but they haven't been on the same page. I think they need to open it up a little bit more. I want to see more Tyler Eifert. I want to see more of the running game. I want to see a little bit more of that. I think that they've tried to force that connection, Dalton to A.J., all season long. And they need to let that just happen a little more organically, I think.
Boy, I tell you what, Tom Brady looks like he is kind of lost without the receiving core he is used to having.
Well, his receiving core is in Denver.
Yeah,
look what they're doing.
I mean, Welker's crazy good, and I understand that, but you know, he's trying to force the ball to some players that maybe aren't Wes Welkers yet, and it's not there. But, boy, did it rain hard in that game. I'll tell you what, it looked like the sky opened up.
Dave Lapham said that Mother Nature was against Tom Brady.
Well, it looked like that because, by golly, they were having a hard time throwing the ball. It gets heavy and wet, as we all know, when it rains like that. Daggone, you know, the Bengals were running it and doing a good job of keeping it away. And when Brady had a chance to win it, it looked like it slipped right off his hand on the final interception. So, I don't know. He's just struggling a little bit, I think, with the team that they used to have versus the team he has right now. And that's tough as you get older. You know, you don't want to lose those guys. What Peyton Manning's doing, though, is unbelievable. He's putting up video game numbers right now.
We're about out of time. This is almost over.
It's almost
over. We're like an hour away from Bobby coming in, Bob Pruitt. You heard of him.
Yeah.
He used to be something.
You know, and Tony and them will be along to tell us why the Mountaineers faithful shouldn't be too worried about 70 being dropped on by Baylor.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah, Baylor, you know, Baylor's going to do that to everybody. They've done it three straight games. I mean,
yeah,
that's what
66 and four straight.
That's what good teams do. They win games like that.
Especially on the road.
Yeah,
and you know, and West Virginia lost a tough game at Texas Tech, so they'll be spoiling to get Tech into their place here. I think they're off this week, and so in a week and a half, they'll get a little revenge themselves. They hope so. That's certainly what they did earlier this year to Oklahoma State. They were. Got after them hard, and they got after them hard up in Morgantown. It's a tough place to go play. There's no question about that at Mountaineer Field. So, you know, I think it's a big advantage to them when they're at home. And, like Tony was talking about Thursday last week, I mean, they still weren't in Baylor when they interviewed him on his show at like 6:45. And he was saying, yeah, they were complaining about Oklahoma State to Morgantown. He said, I'll tell you what, Morgantown to Waco is not on anybody's travel route for a straight direct flight.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out why that loss isn't that bad coming up next.
Yeah.
And then Don and Bobby will tell us differently. The Don Neal and Bob
Probably
Pruitt
so.
Show. And that's coming up 7:06 right here on Supertalk 94.1 FM at AM 930. For Dennis Stavridan, take a bow, Dennis. Take a bow. For Woody Woodrum, he's trapped because the roads are all shut off in downtown Huntington for the fire
parade. It's time for wings then, since I'm trapped.
There you go. You're trapped. Have some wings. put it on Dennis's account. Go ahead.
Okay, no problem.
All right. I'm Paul Swan. Have a great night, everyone.